This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. In the dozens of wildfires burning throughout the West right now, there are countless individual stories. Three firefighters were killed yesterday in eastern Washington state. Thousands of people have been ordered to evacuate. Hundreds of homes and buildings have already been destroyed, and more than 230,000 acres have burned in Washington state alone. It is, by almost any definition of the word, a disaster. The governor of Washington has asked for a federal disaster declaration to get more money to fight the fires. The National Forest Service wants wildfires to be considered natural disasters, which would also free up more money for fighting and maybe even preventing them. Marketplace's Andy Euler has the rest of that story.
A cluster of wildfires have burned more than 200 square miles in central Washington, threatening the resort town of Chelan. After weeks, the fires are only 50% contained, but strong winds and extreme dryness aren't making it any easier. Thomas Gormley is general manager of Lakeside Lodge. His family hasn't lost any buildings, but...
This is the biggest month of the year, revenue-wise. We lost just about everything. I don't think that insurance-wise we would get any help, assistance there. I'm sure there may be some relief from the government, but I'm not so sure what that would be.
Tourism isn't the only thing these small communities in central and eastern Washington rely on. The timber industry has been a major source of revenue. These fires are causing the loss of major logging dollars, so says Jerry Bonagofsky. He's president of the Washington Contract Loggers Association.
Right now, virtually most of eastern Washington is at a fire precaution level 4, which means there's no industrial activity at all allowed.
And then there's the cost of trying to put all these fires out. Almost 20 fires are active in Washington alone. Where's this money going to come from? Mike Ferris is with the U.S. Forest Service.
We'll probably tap what we have available this year. It's likely we're going to have to tap what we have available and exceed it.
The U.S. Forest Service expects to spend more than half of its budget on fighting fires this year. But it's the mega fires, like the one threatening Chelan, that they want to be deemed natural disasters and subsequently be funded like the way we treat floods or hurricanes. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.